You hear frequently about unity in the community, and there are many efforts ongoing to make sure that continues to be a priority. This is Lisa Berry, and one of those efforts is a unity mural collaboration currently planned on the Eastern Michigan University campus. And here to explain more about that is one of the organizers, Stephen Kwasny, also an EMU student. Welcome.
Hi, thank you, Lisa.
What are you working on?
So me and a group of students and faculty members are working on a unity mural. This is a way for the community to come together and promote unity after the series of campus defacements that we experienced last semester. The goal of this project is to illustrate what we feel on the inside and what we truly want to project as a community. I feel like a lot of negative energy got tossed around last year. Last year was an awful year for many different reasons, and we want to try to focus 2017 on what unites us as a community instead of what divides us.
So why a mural?
The reason being is while us students got together in early October last year, we noticed a lot of good community programs already going on. Lots of different vigils, rallies, teach-ins. But we wanted to gauge the EMU community in a way that for people that can't attend those. And art is one of the ways that can possibly create social change. This mural will be something that hopefully the community can learn to cherish. We want people to think, because controversial art is a way to create dialogue, and we want to try to create that dialogue towards what unites us.
Is your mural going to be controversial?
It's going to encompass a timeline history of the EMU community. It's going to go from past all the way to 1849 to today and to where we want to be in the future. There's been lots of great things that happened at EMU, and there's been some bad things that have happened about EMU. We're not going to shy away from painting anything that's happened, giving the whole experience.
Is the EMU administration behind this effort?
Oh, yeah. We have full support of the president's office, the provost's office. We have the honors college, four different academic departments, over 20 student organizations, EMU athletics. I mean, there's just been an overwhelming sign of community support.
And you're having a community meeting on Tuesday?
Yes, on Tuesday we'll have another dialogue. What these dialogues are for is to gather ideas on what to be painted into the mural. So we're doing our best to outreach into the community to collect these ideas. So it's something that we all have ownership in.
So you have a meeting, everybody gets together, and you discuss what you want this mural to look like.
On Tuesday we'll have Dr. Edward Solani of the Political Science Department to help create a dialogue of what we want to be in the future. And then after that dialogue is created, we will have the ability for all the participants to take notes and share thoughts, and we'll collect all those ideas to give to a design team that will design the future aspect of the mural along with the current and past aspects over the summer.
Do you have a location in mind for the mural?
Yes, we'd like to be installed in McKinney Hall.
And you have that's a go?
It's to the best of my knowledge, yes. We're waiting on a couple things to be cleared up with building services, but we should be installing a mural hopefully later in the early 2018 winter semester.
Will it be photography? Will it be a painting? Do you have any idea what it will eventually look like?
It's something that we're going to paint together as a community. In the fall of 17, it will be physically constructed in a paint-by-numbers style. Do you know what I mean by that, Lisa?
Yeah, that's about the extent of my expertise.
So, yeah, paint-by-numbers is
a fish, a flower, you got him in.
Paint-by-numbers is if every time you see a 1, you paint a 1. Every time you see a 2, you paint blue. And so in the late fall 17 semester, we'll take a day where we'll clear everything on the Student Center and we'll paint it together as a community. We'll bring people from ES&A, from the Young College. We'll bring people from Esterbrook Elementary, and we'll bring alumni together as long as with EMU students. And then we'll hopefully install it early in the winter 18 semester.
And when people look at it, what do you want them to think, or how should they feel?
We want them to think about what unites us, because there's a lot of harmful dialogue out there, and there's not enough strong dialogue into what unites us nowadays. We want to try to be a voice for the common good.
Stephen Kwasny, Eastern Michigan University student and organizer of a Unity mural. Thanks so much for sharing the information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.